Maine.
Very dark. Up here in vacation land.
So, I'm sorry. I know I kind of butchered your week in metal history, but I know that you had a...
I typed it too quickly.
Don't worry about it. But I know that you had a comment about Behemoth and what they sound
so
like.
The Behemoth thing, I think what was funny was that... So, when I research these things, I'm basically going through various like accounts that put that sort of information out there, then kind of digging in a little bit to get some more facts. I thought it was funny about the Behemoth cover. First of all, that Behemoth album, it's kind of a lot of covers, and it was released like 7 albums, and each one had a different secret song on it, and their cover of Devil Walk by the Misfits is funny, because they're obviously big Misfits fans, but they don't speak English, but they had their New Jersey accent, because they're trying to, like, you know, imitate essentially Danzig and his, like, Bayonne, like,
right.
So it comes out, I think, in that song, which is very funny, because the lyrics are still in Polish, but then they say, Devil Walk! I know it's fantastic. Devil Walk's a great song, also, on top of all that.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good choice. And yeah, so it was a secret track off that album, which is very entertaining. And now, and then Nurgle from Behemoth has become quite the instrumental figure, or influential figure in metal. He had a cancer scare a few years back, and they came back last year or two with a brand new album. So Behemoth's still going strong.
Yeah. Hey, the show sounds great today, too. I was listening to it on my cell phone as I was getting ready.
Excellent. Thank you. Good to know the app. The mobile app is working.
Sounds great.
So I know, did you want to... Actually, I want to follow up on a story from last week real quick. But I guess... the band, you pronounce it Elysian. We were totally off. But Elysian has squashed their beef with White Lung. And they called... She had said at the end of her rant, they'd be like, let me know if I've offended you or whatever, because it was an open letter. And so they actually got on the phone with her. And they expressed their point of view. She expressed hers, and everybody is all happy except for Elysian's fans, which are apparently, sending the lead singer of White Lung, whose name is Mish Barber, away. They are sending her death threats, and Elysian is pleading with them to stop sending her death threats. So
it's one of those things where, like, you can't turn off the fans. Like, they'll get the news as it comes in, you know, but then they get invigorated, and then as the news comes in, hopefully they'll just stop.
Yeah.
But everyone reads their social media at a different pace, I guess.
Yeah. Everyone just needs to relax about that, and we'll see if they make it through with their crowdfunding campaign. But good to know that they have it's now water under the bridge with White Lung. Speaking of people going crazy on social media, there was a an election on Tuesday, and first, again, to recap on last week, everyone voted how we told them to for the questions, so we won those.
Well, everyone voted how we told them to in Massachusetts. Although, I don't think we weighed in on the president, but everyone did vote how we said on the questions.
Exactly.
Mass was blue and then darker blue, so there you go.
So starting in about a month, everybody will be able to smoke weed. It'll be not everybody, as long as you're over the age of 21.
Yeah, not that kid in the commercial who was like, well.
Right. And then, of course, the animals won, charter schools and the slots lost. So let me ask you, what are your general thoughts at the moment? Anything you'd like to share about the election?
It's just one of those things where, like, you know, I want the folks, the Rust Belt folks from, like, Michigan to know who are, I would assume, like, if you're not working at your factory job, you're on some sort of government assistance. And to know that they voted essentially directly against their interests, and they do it all the time. I think there's actually a book about it called What's the Problem with Kansas, where, like, folks are essentially on a lot of government assistance but then vote Republican, and I think based on religious reasons, although Trump's the most irreligious candidate we've kind of ever had.
Right.
I just hope they get what they want, you know? Which is to say, kicked out of government assistance.
Yep, and specifically, speaking as an ag student, a lot of farmers
it's
are the same thing.
Me, the coastal elite, you know?
Right.
I'm okay. I have insurance through my job as a professional.
Yeah. So there's that. The farmers voted against their own interests, too. If they shut down all the global... If we prevent globalism, then they're going to be running into some problems as well. But,
I mean, he's going to raise tariffs on imports. I mean, it's all very confusing. Although he's flip-flopped about 9 times on his position on the Affordable Care Act, which is essentially par for the course, because I don't think he believes in anything.
No, yeah. I don't think... this, and a lot of people, I think, don't... from both sides, don't understand where he's... obviously, there's a lot of bad stuff happening and has happened, but with the comparisons to, like, Hitler and other characters like that, I really think Trump really only cares about himself. He doesn't care about AI. Yeah. I mean, the people he's turning the government over to with his transition team are pretty frightening. But Trump himself doesn't know what's going on, and doesn't really care about what's going on.
I also don't like to compare just regular idiots to monsters who killed 6 million people. I think that's one of the things that's kind of dumbed down the discourse in this country is like we'll just jump to the most instead of trying to focus on what might have got this guy elected, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And I think you mentioned too about flip-flopping on the Affordable Care Act is that it will be interesting because reports out already that he's not going to do a lot of the extreme things he claimed he would do because he knew what to say and how to get elected. You have to give him that. Like, regardless of what happened, all he cares about is winning, and he knew how to win this election, and he did it.
In many ways, it's comparable to a lot of the kind of the more left-wing promises that Obama made in 08 invigorated the youth vote that year. And then as the term went on, they said, oh, no, he's going to be kind of a regular middle-of-the-road president. I think that disillusioned a lot of that far left, younger vote who didn't come out to vote this year, quite frankly, for Hillary. It might be the same thing with him, where the folks in the far, far right are invigorated by these promises, these kind of pie-in-the-sky promises, building a wall, dismantling the Affordable Care Act, which is a massive bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think are going to happen in 4 years, and I think that'll disillusion many of the folks on the far right. As well,
yeah, and that's what I'm worrying.
We'll all be stuck here in the middle.
Yeah, it's like, how much will they be paying attention? Will they really register? Yeah, in 4 years, when a bunch of stuff hasn't happened, will they no show? And then in 2 years, the Democrats can take back the House. We'll see.
I think they do pay attention. I think they do.
So, and obviously, there's been a lot of reported. Incidents that have been racially charged since the election. Some have been questioned about how legitimate they are, but obviously there are things going on like the KKK planning a parade in North Carolina, individuals being attacked for what they're wearing, what they look like, all that sort of stuff. So that's all bad.
I've heard those Facebook stories with a word of caution on both sides, right? Yeah. Like, I guess, as I said, my Facebook's kind of all over the place. So I have, people posting like, oh, this guy got beat up because he said he voted for Trump, and then same thing, like, here's an anonymous hateful note left by a Trump supporter on my kid's desk or whatever.
Yeah.
It's kind of snokesify yourself and kind of pay attention a little bit.
Remember,
they want you to fight each other. They. I mean, the lizards that run the country exactly. Want you to be at odds with each other.
Just got to listen to some Oceano and, hear what's actually going on.
Yeah.
So, before I let you go, because I know you're on your way to breakfast...
I am.
I'll let you introduce your black metal song of the week, and I'll note that we had two choices for this week.
You let
me make the decision. I did make a decision based on the events of this week. We'll hold off on what your original choice was, and you're going back to Gru. So why don't you tell us about All Mortal Greatness Is But Disease?
All Mortal Greatness Is But Disease by Gru off their 2014 release. I don't have the information in front of me. I'm doing this off the top of my head. Yep. Great track, good raspy vocals, extremely heavy blast beat. Kind of the type of music I was listening to Friday as I was writing my metal history, just kind of thinking about the events of the last week.
Excellent.
And it's an excellent track to listen to when you're feeling kind of down, because it's going to make you feel a little bit more down.
Perfect. That's what we need right now.
That's the time you need it, America.
It is off their Rake EP. And yes, this is All Mortal Greatness Is But Disease. It is Matt's choice for black metal song of the week, and we're gonna play it right now. Matt, thank you for taking the time to call in.
Hey, thank you.
And enjoy 5 minutes of black metal.
Hey, have a nice day.
See ya.
We'll be right back. There's one thing you can never have sex without.
It's not something you buy.
Or something you take.
In fact, there's only one way to get it.
It has to be given to you, freely.
It's consent.
Because sex without it isn't sex.
It's rape. Consent.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. It's on us to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. So, let's recap the block of songs you just heard. We kicked things off with Matt. He called in and introduced his black metal song of the week. That was All Mortal Greatness Is But Disease from the band Grew. And that's off their two-song EP called Rake. Then we had the latest from Thurkill's Vision. That was The Light off their... It was the title track off their latest EP. Then we had Brazen Gate off their demo release called Trials of the Will. That song was Open the Wound. And that band, Brazen Gate, has a couple members from the band Human Bodies playing it. Then we had an instrumental track from Aviations called Dizziness Explained. That is off an album that will be out later this winter called The Light Years. And actually, we announced that song last week because I thought I was going to play it, but we actually played a song by Writing in the Skies. So that was the Aviation song that we had planned to play, and that's what you heard today. Last week you heard Writing in the Skies, and we made those clarifications on Facebook and Twitter so people were not confused. And then what you just heard before the PSA was Revocation. That was Dismantle the Dictator off of Existence is Futile. Excuse me, as I mentioned, Matt is out this week. So, decided to skip Big Squirrel of the Week and Brutal or Not Brutal. But we'll recap some quick things in the news. First, something that is pretty positive. System of a Down confirmed that they will be releasing a new album next year. So, everyone should get excited for that. One thing to look forward to. And then, let's look at some reactions from across the metal scene to the election. And, of course, Donald Trump becoming president-elect. So first, if you were to think of one person who would actually be happy about this, one metal musician, that would be Varg, of course, of Burzum. And we talked about him going to jail quite a while ago for, murder. And, he was in a Norwegian jail, and then later he and his girlfriend were arrested for plotting to invade Paris, the two of them, which actually wound up they were acquitted of. But, he's very happy about Trump and the downfall, his alleged downfall of, the left-wing media and the American media, and thinks everything's going to be great. Of course, that runs counter to what just about everyone else in metal is saying. So, to recap some of the reactions, first of all, Marilyn Manson, he released a teaser video of his new album in which he decapitates Donald Trump, so you can check that out if you would like to. And then Metal Sucks went ahead and gathered a bunch of Twitter reactions. Corey Taylor from Slipknot says, "I don't think my country could be this effing stupid or hateful. I'm disgusted. I won't tell you I told you so when he tries to F you. Do yourself a favor. Find some friends in the black, Latino, LGBT plus communities tonight. They're going to need your help, possibly protection." Mark Holcomb from Periphery says, "That's the sound of the rest of the world laughing at us." Jake Bowen from Periphery says, "When I was a young boy, people told me any U.S. citizen could become president. I didn't think this is what they meant." We have, let's see, Danny Worship from Asking Alexandria says, "As I know it would be pointed out, I am aware I'm not American, but I live here, and as such the election affects me greatly. I hope out of this new presidency good things happen. Regardless, music, soul, art, and beauty will shine as ever. Love y'all." Then we had some, like, kind of unintelligible ones from people from Suicide Silence, and Jeremy Jost wrote some strange poem. Philip Onti, this one surprised me. He's from All That Remains. He's a big gun rights activist, but he says, "I kind of can't believe I'm listening to President-elect Donald Trump. It's like InfoWars won an election. It's literally idiocracy." Nikki Six from Motley Crue says, "I love America. I hope we can grow from this." Old Drake from Evil says, "Oh, effing hell, America." Doc Coyle from Vegas Nerve, he was also formerly in God Forbid, says, "Hetfield had it right. We're so effed, S out of luck, hardwired to self-destruct." Scott Ian tried to reassure people from Japan. He said, "Hey guys, relax, I'm 17 hours in the future here in Japan and everything is okay." And then good old Otep. She, you can imagine she would not be pleased. She says, "We are watching the birth of a dictatorship. I'm turning in my Caucasian card F y'all, stupid alt-right racist, I'm now a just human being. Walkrat says, we are effed. And Norma Jean says, I hope you burn, I'll be the king of ash. There's a quote, and he says, what you're feeling is the loneliness of God, I the planet. And that is it. Of course, then we go to Henry Rollins, who wrote an op-ed, or an editorial, for the Australian edition of Rolling Stone, and just share some choice quotes from that. Henry Rollins says, as a friend and the fan of Australia, I warn you to stay away from the USA for quite some time. It is not the place it claims to be. It is a good advice to heed the wise words of Maya Angelou. When people show you who they are, believe them. The USA has chosen Donald Trump. This is who we are. You really don't want a piece of this. I don't. Note to Prime Minister Turnbull. America is no longer the ally you may have once thought it was. The man soon to be in charge has no clue as to what the job he has just been elected to entails. Do not feed your military into whatever conflict this man initiates. What happened to America can happen to any country. It is of the utmost importance to not only vote whenever possible, but to inform yourself as best you can and hold any and all elected officials to the highest possible scrutiny. America just tied a rock around its neck and threw itself into a river. Do not follow. So strong words from Henry Rollins addressing the country of Australia, but sharing the sentiment of many other musicians. So that's our metal scene reaction to Donald Trump. And then, of course, during the call with Matt, we mentioned that Allegion has squashed their beef with White Lung regarding their crowdfunding initiative to try to prevent them from breaking up. But in the meantime, fans have started sending death threats to White Lung's singer. And the band Allegion is pleading with them to stop. And as we have reiterated here, the threats, not brutal, not cool, stop doing it. And that is that. So now going to get a couple more songs in before signing off this morning. Going to play my favorite track from the band Isis. This is From Sinking, from the album Oceanic. Playing this because we have to prevent America from sinking into the past. You're listening to it on Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Midford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. So we started that two-song block off with some ISIS, and now you're in an ISIS bed. Funny how that could work out. So, again, that was ISIS with From Sinking off of Oceanic, and then you just heard Chronologist. That's their latest single called Key Chains. It's off their upcoming album, Cartographer. That drops December 2nd. You can pre-order that now, and you can check out that song, which was premiered on Heavy Blog is Heavy. So again, check that out. Those guys, another instru metal band. We've played three in the last 2 weeks. So if you're into that, you can check out their latest. Again, that is going to be called Cartographer from the band Chronologist. Coming out on December 2nd, that was the latest from them. That was called Keychains. That brings us to the end of the show. Before I sign off, I want to remind you that you can check out the show, all the playlists, anything else, and contact us on Facebook at Brutal Brunch Radio. You can also research on Twitter at Brutal Brunch. So until next week, we'll be back, same place, same time. We will have the return, hopefully. We'll definitely have Brutal and Not Brutal, and then possibly Pig Squirrel of the Week. Matt should be back in studio. And it will be, I believe, our last show before Thanksgiving, so we may be kicking off some holiday-related themes. We shall see. So until then, stay brutal. Don't do anything stupid following the elections or anything like that. And check out all the shows that we listed for you, and support the local scene, support the local venues and the local bands. Stay tuned for the Melisma Radio Hour. We'll see you next week on Brutal Brunch. You've been listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Have a great week and stay brutal.